WHDD presents Susan Says.
This is going to be short and sweet. I've been watching almost all of the impeachment hearings, so you don't have to. I know most of you have lives and jobs, but honestly, it's really amazing. Adam Schiff is the guy you all want to save your life if you're on trial, trust me. He's brilliant, articulate. He can get deep into the weeds, but he makes it all very simple and understandable. He's limitless in his energy and his voice. He hardly even sips water. He's my hero. Some of the other managers, like Hakeem Jeffries, are passionate and good, and this new guy, Crow, is a soldier. He makes it really personal. He puts you in a Ukrainian bunker without supplies, and then you feel it. I learned, sorry to say, for the first time, that we made a real quid pro quo with Ukraine in 1994. We got them to give up their nukes, and we said we would protect them from Russia. Well, how'd that go? Not well. And now we're screwing these poor people again? Listen, folks, if at least 5 Republican senators don't have the decency, the honesty, the love of country, I'm not going to ask them to love the Constitution, as I haven't read it either. But anyway, this is our democracy's last chance. You have a mentally deranged, sniffing, either druggy or dementia-ridden orange blob going around the world saying, "We invented the wheel." Yeah. How about fire, Donnie? Did we do that too? Give me a break. This is insanity. This is our chance to make it end. He did it, folks. He withheld money for defense from a country that was at war until they promised to announce an investigation on Joe Biden. It's that simple. That is abuse of power. That is exactly what the founders warned against. It's really easy. Remove him from office. Put him in a padded cell. You can even get him some help if you want, but get him out of the White House.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.